Our first speakers are Chad Norman and Melanie Mathis, talking about their book, 101 Social Media Tactics for Nonprofits. Chad is a digital marketing strategist, designer, speaker, and author who's worked with nonprofits his entire career. Melanie is a senior project manager who's worked as a development consultant and in the publishing industry. Their session this morning is going to talk about how help nonprofits discover new ways of deploying strategies to meet their social media needs. Please welcome Chad and Melanie.
Good morning. So you have a social media plan, right? Come on. Oh, yeah, some laughter, right? So don't be shy. Who here actually has a social media plan written down at their organization? Ooh, wow,
oh, wow,
a few hands.
Impressive.
We're very impressed. That's nice. So, yeah, so, you know, it's tough to actually get it written down. And so we're hoping, you know, today to cover some things that you can really check out. So to have a social media plan written down, it's tough. We all struggle with it, right, to actually get it written down. And hopefully you've actually communicated this to your teams and not just written it down and talked to your cat, right? Is that hopefully you're past that stage. So to come up with a strategy is pretty simple, right? It's to use the POST method. This is actually from a book called Groundswell. That's from Charlene Lee and Josh Bernoff's book. And it's a really simple method to actually get a strategy written down if you don't have one. So one of the ways to do this is to actually look at the people, right? Who you want to actually reach, what they're like, what they're motivated by, to understand your audience, to actually really understand who these people are. And then you look at the O in the POST is objectives, right? The goals. These should be measurable objectives that you can actually measure and track over time and actually pull that back into your strategy and see how you're succeeding. Strategy, the S is for strategies, and that's outcomes, right? So this is how you want things to look differently when you're done, right? So how things are going to change, how if you implement this strategy, what things will look different on the other side. And the technologies is the tools. That's the T in POST, right? And that's really what the book is focused on. That's what we're talking about today. These are the tactics, right? The tactics in the book. So again, this is a very easy way, if you don't have a strategy written down, to actually just kind of go through it formulaically, write it down, communicate with your team, and come up with objectives. For an example, this is an example of a quick strategy you can do. So let's say we need to increase community engagement by connecting with 200% more local supporters. It's a good strategy, right? Where local supporters is your people. 200% would be your measurable outcome, the O. And the increased community engagement is your strategic outcome, or how you want things to look differently. So to increase your community engagement, right? That's what you want things to look like on the other side. But how do you get it done?
So enter tactics. That's why Chad and I set out to really gather some of the best tactics we've seen implemented in the nonprofit world. So we came up with 101. I'm going to skip to the end and have a little spoiler, but 101 is get a strategy. but the rest of the book is really focused on tactics to help you achieve your mission. Each tactic is actionable and proven, and most of them are free because when we're working in the nonprofit space, every dollar is gold, obviously. So a lot of these you can achieve for free with just investment of resources and staff. So the book is actually broken down into five sections. We have the setup, communicate, engage, fundraise, and measure. And each of these numbers represents kind of how they fall. So as you might expect, the majority isn't engaged because that's where you want to spend most of your time. A lot of people jump straight to fundraising, but obviously that's not the best strategy. Fundraising should be a part of your overall objectives. So if we take a look at Chad's example of increasing local, connecting with your local supporters, you might flip through the book and find tactics to support that. For instance, hold a tweet up, reward your supporters for checking in. The way it's presented is a logical order, but it's not how we want you to read the book cover to cover. We want people to use it as a field guide and really, you know, flip through and find the tactics that support their objectives. So we're going to talk about five tactics today from the book, and one from the blog if we have time, because as you know, everything changes. After we published, there was this little thing called Pinterest you might have heard about that launched. So we're going to have continuing content on our website at 101SMT. So starting with setup, the setup chapter is really designed to help nonprofits put their best foot forward from a branding perspective and to really optimize the platforms and the tool setup. So the first tactic we're going to take a look at is 16, which is publish photos under a Creative Commons license. Is anyone doing this right now to kind of enable media? So it's a great way to really just establish clear rules of engagement, to make your content shareable and, you know, publish these photos out on Flickr so the media knows they can go there when there's a disaster and quickly pull photos. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, IFRC.
Nice. Well done.
They are an excellent organization to kind of take a look at if you want to see what they're doing to enable bloggers and supporters. They publish their photos under Creative Commons. You can't make money off of it. You can't alter the photos, and it must be attributed back to the organization, so you can set up really specific rules of engagement for that.
Yeah, when we talked to Amy, their social media manager, she told us in the book, our goal was to extend our photos' reach along with the important message they conveyed. We chose to use Creative Commons licenses as means of inviting users worldwide to share our story while ensuring proper acknowledgement to the IFRC. So again, a great way to get their content out there and actually attribute it back to the organization and promote their mission.
And Flickr is an awesome platform. If you don't use it yet, you can check it out at Flickr. Flickr for Good is a great program for nonprofits where you can get a pro license for $6. It's usually $25, and it opens up all kinds of tools, analytics, and it's obviously a lot cheaper than the regular licensing. And the benefits of that, it's very social, and it's a great organization tool. You can pull feeds out of it, integrate it with your other channels. We find it real useful at the nonprofit we work with for hosting our photos. Communicates the next chapter. So this is really focused on getting that message out there, integrating it with your other channels. And the example we're using from this chapter is using Facebook social plugins on your site. So this is an awesome campaign, To Mama With Love. It's about to kick off for this year, I think. The folks at Epic Change are behind it, and it's a really interactive website that when you donate, you can share, but it also pulls back in your Twitter and Facebook activity through these plugins. So Facebook plugins really can bring up the level of just dynamic content on your website and make things very shareable. I think there's about 11 of them out there you should check out. Everyone's seen the like box, but there's some really neat ones to check out as well. And it's part of the developers section of Facebook.
Yeah, and we talked to Stacey Monk, who's around here, doing some great stuff with the Startup Bus. We talked to her, and she said, we really wanted to be able to spread the love from the site as far and wide as possible. Highlighting beautiful, heartful content inspires more beautiful, heartful content. It sparks a movement. The plugin was an easy way for us to track and highlight content being shared from our site and was especially inspirational and impactful. So they had a great experience getting this content out, and as you can see, they were able to customize it and make it look really nice, and you can do some really great stuff like the Humane Society does through the APIs of these tools and actually pull it onto your site and bring in great content.
And it's super easy. It's a line of code. That's it. So you just need to get a developer to help you out real quick if you're not one yourself, and you're in business, and you're going to have dynamic content with little effort. So.
So the next chapter was Engage. That's the book to you. Engage is really where, like we said, the heart of all this is, right? You want to reach out to people, get them working with you, get them talking to you, get them participating in your mission. So a lot of the tactics in the Engage section do just that. They're a real powerful way to feed the feed, as we like to say, right? So every time someone takes an action with you with social media, their social network will see it themselves. So it's just a great way to keep that content flow happening across the web. And we love geolocation, so we have a lot of Foursquare-related tips in the book. And one of them, Tactic 62, is admission-related tips on Foursquare. So many of you Foursquare users know when you check into a place, if someone's left a tip nearby, especially a friend, you'll get pushed that content or you'll be able to look at it and get recommendations related to where you are. So there's some organizations that do a really great job of this. One of them is a local one we're from, Charleston, South Carolina. It's the Charleston Parks Conservancy. And they do a great job. Their mission is to promote parks, get people using them, get to people to volunteer to help keep them up, and just to promote the use of them. So they leave tips. Anytime you check in near a park, you'll get pushed a tip. Like if I check in at work at Blackbaud, it says, hey, Edwin Park is right down the street. Why don't you take your lunch down there and enjoy this beautiful 7-acre park, right? So it's a great way to like continually promote their content. And there's another organization, NWF, you may be familiar with, Daniel Brigida, who's a genius and is in the book a ton, Star Focus on Twitter. They do a great job with nature tips, right? So they've left tips all around the world. And if you check in anywhere near like a national forest or anywhere near a national park or maybe even in an urban environment, they will let you know where like wildlife can be seen, because that's their mission, is to promote wildlife in the United States and around the world. So they do a great job of actually pushing that content to you so you can actually see what's happening. So.
And it's a great way to use Foursquare if you don't have a physical location. A lot of places say, well, we don't really have a bricks and mortar type shop. Well, this is an excellent way to use the platform to just really connect with supporters all over the place. And the executive director of the Charleston Parks Conservancy said, it did raise awareness of the conservancy in our work. Perhaps someone visits Cannon Park with their kids on a regular basis and notices the new garden. If they check in on Foursquare, they will associate that garden with us and hopefully consider volunteering to help maintain that garden or possibly make a donation to ensure its continued success.
Right. So again, this is a great way to just reach out to the social community and the on a mobile tool, and it's had some real great success for them. So. So fundraise, right? That's probably everything that you're really concerned about, right? So Melanie alluded to that people tend to jump right to fundraise, and it is a great place to spend your social time, right? But it can be tricky to actually raise money on social media. But there are a lot of success stories out there, and we've got 15 tactics in the book that show you actually how to raise money. And it is important, but also when you do give socially, again, we talk about feeding the feed, people see that you're giving, and a lot of these social fundraising tactics actually encourage people to ask their friends to give, right? And we have a lot of studies that show that peer-to-peer fundraising is really important, and it really does increase gifts and make it more likely for people to donate money. So
yeah, if you go back to Engage, for example, if you get someone to take an action on your organization's behalf, they're 7 times more likely to make a donation. So right. It's a great entry point for cultivating donors.
Right. So one of the fundraising tactics is to use video annotations as calls to action in YouTube. Anybody here familiar with the nonprofit program at Google and YouTube? Right, so it's a great program. If you haven't signed up, go ahead and get involved. This turns on all kinds of like funny gizmos, sort of like when the mothership comes in Independence Day and the spaceship comes alive. Right, so you get in the nonprofit program and all this stuff becomes available to you, right? So one of the things is video annotations. Anybody can do those, right? So these are the thought bubbles that you see in videos, or you see links embedded in them. They pop up like a pop-up video, right? And so, but if you're a nonprofit, you can actually link outside of the YouTube and Google ecosphere, right? So like if you and I in our personal accounts, we can only link to search pages or other YouTube profile pages. But with nonprofits, you can actually link to your donation page, your website, a volunteer sign-up page, or anything like that. And it's really great. So one of the examples in the book is what Livestrong did in association with Ben Stiller with Stiller Strong. It was kind of a fun campaign a couple years ago. And if you can see this bar along the bottom there, and it's just this persistent piece of graphic that sits on the bottom. And what it is actually 4 buttons, right, where you can tweet, you can make a donation, you can share it and stuff like that. And these are great, and they're invisible buttons. So what they've done is they've used invisible annotations, right, to just create a hotspot, to create a button that you can click. So this is up during all of their videos, right? So you can take an action at any time during this video. And that's a great way to have your YouTube videos to drive fundraising, right, to drive back to a donation page. They also have video overlays, which is a tactic, I think it's 82 in the book, where you actually can use the ads in YouTube. And again, just like with the nonprofit program for annotations, you can link outside of the Google and YouTube ecosphere. So again, those are 2 great tactics to look at to actually raise money with videos. I believe Charity Water raised $10,000 in one day with the overlays. So a really great tactic to take a look at. So measure. So you can't do anything, right? You can't implement a strategy if you can't measure it, right? You can't know if you're succeeding. And there's a lot of work being done around social media measurement. Some great books coming out from some colleagues of ours. But so measure is really important, again, so you know what's going on. You know you can track statistics, you can track metrics, and know if you're actually achieving your goals. There's a lot of great ones in the book, like tracking referrals to your site, to actually look at people's influence and look at Twitter, how the activity is with different Twitter users. But a great one is at the end, is 99. It's actually creating a social media listening dashboard, right? So this is more monitoring the measurement, but it's a great way to get your whole organization involved in what's happening with social media. So just using a free tool like iGoogle, you can actually take a bunch of RSS feeds, like search feeds from Twitter, search results from Dig and other, Reddit and things like that. You can take Google Alerts, and you create all these RSS feeds, and you pump them into these widgets. And this actually goes down pretty far on the page. There's dozens of these. And it's a great just dashboard, a real-time dashboard that updates automatically, that you can share with colleagues around the office. And it's a great way to like show your executive team, like, hey, look what's happening out on social media. Look at all these people talking about us. And also makes it so it's easy for you to catch things, too. So there's also paid services like Radiant6 and Evocus that are obviously a little more advanced. But if you just want to get started with listening, get started with monitoring, creating a social media listening dashboard is an easy way to get started for free. You can set this up in 10 to 20 minutes. And it could be a very great tool for you. So.
And he has a lot of free tutorials if you're interested on his SlideShare account.
That's true. Yeah, we have a workshop out there at slideshare.net/Chad Norman, and there's actual Word doc that can walk you through everything you need to know to create this with all the links in there. And so it's a great easy step to actually get that done. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. So 102, which is going to be posted on our blog today at 101smt.com, is using Pinterest to drive social commerce. So you might want to set up an account, check it out. It's a fun new toy, but the real benefit that I'm seeing is driving social commerce. If you have goods for sale, branded items, obviously, in addition to engagement, which is the most powerful part of this platform, if you want to see real ROI, this is a great way to use it. It's eclipsing most other sites for referring sites to retailers right now, and the demographic is hardcore women. A very specific demographic is out there, buyers. So the example we'll use for this is Humane Society of the United States, which they do everything well. I don't know if anyone's in here from there, but our friend Carrie Lewis is an awesome person to kind of follow there if you want to get some great ideas. But she set up a board called Products I Love. So it's not, it's a little more casual. It's not, you know, gift shop. You want to make sure that it's, you know, more inclusive. It's not just stuff from their gift shop. It's actually products they love from around the retail space dedicated to animals. So Carrie, when she went to create this board, she looked to see what other users were already pinning, because you don't want to just like dictate that these are the items that we think are going to sell the best. You want to say, what is our community like? And so that's how she devised this board. And then she's also planning on adding pin it buttons within the e-commerce site to each. You can either do it for the page, but probably even better is to individual items, so you, that people can pin directly from the item level. So this is going to be a great way to use Pinterest, in addition to obviously the brand sharing your mission photos and engagement. So we talked about this question, but does anyone want to guess for a copy of the book? How many days are we into 2012 right now?
Anyone know? Come on, don't be shy. Close? 80?
What'd you I heard say? 180. Any other guesses? Ah, that would be pretty cool, but no. 90. 72. Oh,
heard it.
All right, and it's a leap year, so you're good. So that means we have 294 days left to get that strategy down on paper. So there's no excuse. Let's do it.
Right, so you can check out the book. We're selling it out here at Barnes & Noble, and you can come. We'll do a book signing if you want to chat about any of these things afterwards. You can also check it out at 101smt.com. And definitely, we got a lot of content. We have about 30 more tactics that we're going to be rolling out over the next 6 months out on the blog for free, so to augment the book. And
yeah, and we have a sample chapter if you want to check out. I think there's like 5 or so tactics that we didn't talk about today on the website, too. So we hope you all enjoy it, and we really appreciate you all coming out at 9:30.
Yeah, no doubt.
Impressive.
Thanks, all.
Thanks so much.
Yep.